This story happened a long time ago in the days of pharaohs, kings, and queens. We call it the Wise Old Pharaoh Story. There was this wise pharaoh, and he really cared about his people. He ruled his people for a long time in a very caring and wise manner. And then one day he thought, well, after I die, I want to make sure that I leave the knowledge of this generation for the generations to come, that we really pass on the most important things about life. And so he gathered together all his ministers and cabinet, and he started talking and said, I want you to go out, do all the research, and bring back to me the most important knowledge of this day that we can pass on for generations to come. Well, as wise people went out, they went around the world, and 2 years later, they had a big gathering. Dozens of people came in, and they wheeled in wheelbarrows full of books. These books had incredible knowledge in all different fields. The pharaoh looked at all these books, and he was impressed. But then he said, you know, not even Evelyn Wood, the great speed reader, could read all these books in one lifetime. So this won't do. It won't serve all our people. I want you to go out and bring me the knowledge in a way that our people can use. This will take too long. So the wise people went out. They traveled around, and 2 years later, they came back in. This time, they walked into the king carrying a gold platter. And on the platter was a beautiful leather-bound book about the size of a dictionary. The king looked at this. He saw the knowledge that was in the book. He was amazed. It was awesome. But then all of a sudden he went, no, no, no. You don't understand. This isn't going to work. What's the literacy rate of our nation? Not all of our people can read. And since he had been to basic and understood win-win, he wanted all his people to win. So then he applied another little concept called urgency, first day, last day. And he said, you really need to be urgent about solving this problem. I'm not going to live forever. I'm getting very old. So if you can't come back to me before I die with the knowledge that we need to pass on, then you'll be beheaded. Well, this did put a lot of urgency into his wise men. So they went out and they came back in a month. And they brought in something to the king. The king looked at this and he laughed. I mean, he was on his deathbed when they walked in. The incense was burning. He was moaning, he was groaning. But when he saw this, he sat right up in bed. He just was alive again. He walked out on his balcony. He called all his people together. They gathered. And he showed them the truth that he wanted to pass on. And what he held up for them was a little piece of paper about the size of a postage stamp. And on this little postage stamp, it had five letters. T-A-N-F-L. And as the people looked at this, they were amazed. And the pharaoh explained to the people that what this postage stamp with the letters T-A-N-F-L stood for was, there ain't no free lunch. Truly, that's a pearl of wisdom that we constantly need to be reminded of. There is always a price for anything. Sometimes the price is money, but many times it's effort. Say the effort it takes to understand a principle, such as Ann Bowe was talking about. The discipline, perhaps, might be part of the price of listening to a tape again and again and again. Or perhaps the price is losing self-esteem or self-respect when we break agreements. There is always a cost. If you aren't clear on what the cost is, watch out. That means that the cost might be higher than you are willing to pay. And when you decide on a goal, determine the price that you are willing to pay and gladly be willing to pay it. It's part of the game. Write your own postage stamp today with TANFL on it and put it where you'll see it, especially when your drive or motivation starts to fail.